From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is condemning what Spanish authorities say is a deadly terrorist attack in Barcelona. Writing on Twitter, Trump said that the U.S. will do whatever is necessary to help. At least 13 people were killed and at least 50 injured after a van was driven onto a sidewalk and down a pedestrian zone in Barcelona's historic Les Ramblas district. The police force for Spain's Catalonia region says it has arrested a man for the attack and is treating him as a terrorist. Catalan regional police say they are evacuating people from Barcelona's Les Ramblas street area amid a manhunt for individuals related to the van attack. Facing the looming threat of disease, Sierra Leone on Wednesday began burying hundreds of victims killed in a mudslide 2 days earlier in one of Africa's worst flood disasters in living memory. Volunteer health worker Alessine Sessa.
Yesterday to today, they don't send over 400 bodies there now. And yesterday they buried over 150.
Emergency response teams have raced to dig out survivors and dispose of bodies, but the central morgue is overwhelmed and many bodies are still feared trapped under mud and rubble. Aid workers said there is a high risk of disease outbreaks such as cholera since corpses are lying in the open heat. The head of the U.S. military said it is increasingly urgent for China to step up pressure on North Korea. A U.S. spokesman said General Dunford told Chinese military leaders the United States was ready to use military options if diplomacy fails. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Japanese defense chiefs and top diplomats were meeting in Washington to discuss North Korea amid mixed messages from the Trump administration on how to deal with the nuclear and missile threat. Thursday's annual security cooperation meeting comes days after North Korea warned of plans to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific island of Guam. Secretary Rex Tillerson.
Together, we will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat. Any initiation of hostilities will be met with an effective and overwhelming response.
Secretary Tillerson called on North Korea to choose a better path than one of provocations and threats. Japan is a key U.S. ally and potential target of North Korean aggression. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence that erupted Saturday in Charlottesville, Virginia. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Family and friends in Charlottesville, Virginia remember 32-year-old Heather Heyer as being passionate about social justice.
They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her.
Heyer was killed Saturday when a man attending a white supremacist rally drove his car through a group of counter-protesters. President Donald Trump has been criticized for blaming both sides for the violence.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now.
Opponents also raised objections after Trump claimed there were very fine people on both sides of the protests.
There's an absence of moral leadership in the Oval Office right now. This is the kind of moment where the nation needs a leader, somebody who can call upon our better angels and bring us together.
Bill Gallo, VOA News.
A Hong Kong appeals court has sentenced the trio of young leaders of the city's pro-democracy movement to prison, a move likely to fuel growing fears of a reversal of basic human rights under Chinese rule. Joshua Wong was one of the three sentenced, and rather than dwelling on the present, he looked to the future.
I still believe that time is on our side, and one day Hong Kong will be the place that we can determine our own future.
Wong will serve 6 months in jail, Nathan Law 8 months, and Alex Chow received a 7-month sentence. The Syrian government on Thursday opened the country's first international trade fair since war broke out in 2011. The fair is being held in an area a few kilometers away from the rebel-held eastern suburbs of Damascus. The proximity alone underlines Syrian President Bashar Assad's increasingly confident position following a significant military gain. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.